And our first young scientist is someone who looks after the landscape. She's a superstar of STEM.
Nicola Lowe, manager of the land development team at Colliers Engineering and Design.
Which is where?
We're based in Rhodes.
Where is that?
Slightly east of the geographical centre of Sydney, on the Parramatta River. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful location where a lot of our clients exist and a central base to a lot of our sites.
Are you qualified as an engineer?
I'm qualified as an environmental engineer.
What is the environmental part of it?
At the moment, I'm doing project management, so where I draw upon my environmental expertise is with contaminated lands, because that's where I started in the past.
Contaminated with what?
Asbestos and PFAS.
PFAS, right, yes. Is it really an eternal chemical?
It is. It doesn't break down. It's very hard to break the chemical chains, apparently.
Are they still using it for fighting fires?
No, there's been a ban on that, but it is still ever-present in our environment, and they use it on fry pan for the non-stick coating.
So are you cooking the PFAS into your dinner as well?
We are, unfortunately. So if you have a fry pan that is peeling, I suggest you throw it out.
But they're all peeling.
Stainless steel. Stainless steel or stoneware.
Okay. Surely that sort of contamination throughout the land, where does it stop? Because you've got the entire landscape to deal with.
That's correct. And in my role, that's where we're trying to unlock a lot of these sites that do have asbestos or PFAS contamination on it, because they're the only sites left in Sydney that could be developed for future housing. And as you're aware, in Sydney, we have a shortage of housing. We have a housing crisis coming up.
And the story goes around Australia too, doesn't it?
That's right. Primarily around Sydney. That's my focus.
How many women do you have in your outfit?
We only have a small percent. It would be less than 10% in our company.
Do you need more women like that?
We do need more women in engineering, and I would strongly encourage them to come into the workforce and see what it's all about.
Aren't they coming anyway?
No. Unfortunately, we find that in high schools, a lot of the females say that they can't do science or maths and they get scared away from the STEM subjects, and therefore engineering, we don't have that same sort of...
Still, I thought that had been solved.
I thought it had been solved 20 years ago, but unfortunately not. We're still here trying to encourage the girls to come in.
How come your interest is also in aspects of breast cancer?
I have been impacted by breast cancer in this past year as well. So as part of my journey, I have signed up to this program to make people more aware of breast cancer, also make people aware that it's associated with science, engineering, and that you can still be everything you want to be. You can still go out, manage, move up the corporate ladder, still be a mum, and keep active as well.
That's very interesting, because there have been huge campaigns. Need I mention the Pink Day at the Sydney Cricket Ground and so on? I would have thought that has gone so big that there'd be good follow-up, especially, and the whole point is, because it takes a long time, either in environment or in medicine, to train young people coming up and taking their position. Haven't they come in sufficient numbers?
The McGrath Foundation have done very well. It used to be just breast cancer nurses, but they've actually expanded their scheme now to include all cancers. So we are definitely making improvements and headroads into treatment of cancers and getting it out to the public.
And when you said this program, finally, you're talking about being superstar of STEM?
Correct. Yes, it's been a very exciting journey, meeting 60 other women and non-binary people who are also excited about sharing their journey in STEM with the younger generation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nicola Lowe, superstar of STEM, offering Australia a cleaner landscape.